Take a Journey from Malin to Mizzen, Ireland's Wild Atlantic Way, by Carol Richards. The Wild Atlantic Way on Ireland's west coast is known as one of the most beautiful drives in the world. It is a 2,500-kilometre tourist route that goes from the most northerly to the most southerly location on the Irish mainland. It offers travellers delightful villages, history and untamed nature. Travelling along the Wild Atlantic Way is the best way to experience all that Ireland has to offer. Because the Wild Atlantic Way has so many sightseeing opportunities and activities, it is hard to pick just a few. Surfing, hiking, horseback riding and fishing, as well as whale watching and visiting historic sites, are just a few of the things the Wild Atlantic Way can offer. Malin Head is a good starting point. It is the Irish mainland's northernmost point. If you want to be even further north, then you will need a boat to go to Inishtrahull, an island that lies 10 kilometres to the northeast of Malin Head. At Malin Head, you can also see the landmark known as Éire 80. The Irish made more than 80 of these giant stone signs along the coastline during World War II. The signs let Allied pilots know that they were entering Ireland. The Malin Head community restored the Éire 80 marker in 2015. You can also see it clearly in satellite maps. From Malin Head, your next stop should be the stone fort called Grianon of Eilea. The fort is round and stands on a hill from which you can see the counties Donegal, Derry and Tyrone. The fort was probably built sometime between the 6th and 8th centuries CE. In 1101, King Murdoch O'Brien destroyed it, and what we see now is the reconstruction that began in the 1870s and was finished by 1878. Next, you should make your way to Fanad, a peninsula where you can see whales, dolphins and porpoises. It is also the location of the Fanad Head Lighthouse. Standing 22 metres tall, it is known as one of the world's most beautiful lighthouses. It was first lit in 1817 and continues to keep ships safe even today. Not all ships have had smooth sailing on the Irish coast. In 1588, three Spanish Armada ships sank at Strida Beach in County Sligo. The Spanish Armada was a group of 130 ships that planned to invade England. The ships had sailed from Lisbon in late May 1588. The ships La Lavia, La Juliana and Santa Maria de Vison had been damaged after battles in the English Channel. Because of bad weather, these three ships tried to wait for the storm to pass. The storm, however, became worse. The wind changed direction and drove the ships into the shore, where they sank. Strida Beach isn't the only place where Spanish Armada ships wrecked. A Spanish Armada ship had wrecked on Clare Island, in County Mayo, where Grace O'Malley, the Pirate Queen, once lived. The island is also the location of the O'Malley family tomb, and Grace might be buried there. The Cliffs of Moha in County Clare should be your next destination. These 8 kilometre long and 214 metre tall cliffs are Ireland's most visited attraction. They are also a protected area for seabirds and a UNESCO geopark site. In 2018, more than 1.5 million tourists visited the Cliffs of Moha, which have been seen in Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. On your way further south, stop by the Shannon Estuary, into which the Shannon River flows. At 360 kilometres long, the Shannon River is Ireland's longest. From there, you should head down to the town named Dingle. The town's most famous resident is Fungi, a dolphin who has lived in Dingle Bay since 1983. Dingle is also known as a Gaeltacht, a region where most people speak Gaelic. After visiting Fungi, you can start the last part of your journey to Mizzen Head, mainland Ireland's most southerly point. Mizenhead was the last bit of Europe that emigrants saw as they sailed to America. You can also learn about radio communication and the lives of Irish lighthouse keepers at the visitor centre. If you are feeling particularly brave, you should cross the Mizenhead footbridge, which is 52 metres long and rises 45 metres above the sea. Although the distance between Malin to Mizen is only 466 kilometres as the crow flies, it is worth it to make the longer journey over the wild Atlantic Way. There is so much to see and experience in Ireland, and part of the adventure is the journey itself. The Irish even have a blessing for such a fantastic journey. Go Neri an Bóthar Leat. May you succeed on the road.